I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A series of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions jolted locations on opposite ends of the Pacific Ocean Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey says a massive 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck about 280 kilometers southeast of Alaska's Kodiak Island, initially prompting emergency officials to issue a tsunami warning for large parts of coastal Alaska and Canada's British Columbia.
Both from a security standpoint.
Police there issued a warning. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center later canceled the tsunami watch for Hawaii. The other watches and warnings for coastal Alaska, British Columbia, and parts of the U.S. West Coast are still in effect. Several hours earlier and more than 5,000 kilometers away, a Japanese soldier was killed and several other people injured as a result of a volcanic eruption near a mountain ski resort. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Tuesday issued a strong rebuke of Turkey's offensive against a U.S. allied Kurdish militia in northern Syria, saying it is distracting from the fight against Islamic State militants. Turkey last week began bombing and has sent troops into northern Syria's Kurdish-controlled region of Afrin along the Turkish border in an attempt to drive out the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG. On Sunday, Mattis said Turkey, a member of NATO, had alerted the United States ahead of the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a bill reopening the federal government, ending a three-day partial shutdown that was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Late Monday, members of the House of Representatives voted to approve the bill. The U.S. Senate's passed earlier in the day. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reiterated Tuesday the Trump administration's view